The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising, and we have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. And they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage.' After their audience with the king, they set out, and behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over at the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we're remembering, in the Gospel of Matthew, the Magi coming to Bethlehem to pay homage to Jesus. There are a few things about the Magi that we should understand. There's nothing that says they were three in number. The number three came because three gifts are mentioned. There may have been more. There's nothing mentioned that they were kings. They were not kings. That's in there because in the third century, we moved from Magi to kings based on the responsorial psalm today, which is Psalm 72, which says, "The kings of Tarshish and the Isles will come to pay tribute to the Messiah, and they'll bring their gifts." And so it shifted from Magi to kings. The naming of them, the three names, come much later in the 8th century. In its origin, they're Magi, which means they're Zoroastric. They're Zoroastrian priests from Persia. And that's a religion that went back 4,000 years before Christ. There's a prophet, Zoroaster. They had their own god, Ahura Mazda was their god. They were monotheistic. I ran into some of these Zoroastrian successors in India in a place called Gujarat, where the Parsi people lived. And they came to India somewhere in the 7th century. They were followers of Zoroaster, this prophet that goes way back 4,000 years before Christ. They were from Persia, therefore, and they would have been priests or wise men in the Zoroastrian tradition. What's important for us, they were outsiders. They were Gentiles, and they were led by the star. It's the Epiphany, the showing of Jesus to the Gentile world, or the discovery of Jesus by the Gentile world. They're led by a star, a symbol of the Holy Spirit. You can only see the star in darkness. And therefore, the strong statement is they were in darkness. They were wise because they knew how little they knew. They were wise because they had questions. They were wise because they were in darkness and they were seeking light. And therefore, only at nighttime, the symbol of being in darkness, could they see the star and be led to the light of Christ. And so they're wandering, they're searching, they're on a journey. They are what we call seekers. You know, in the Hindu tradition, we have various stages in the life of the person. You have the student, we'll go to school. Then the settler, where you settle down, you get a job, you get married, whatever it is, you get a career. And then the third is we have the seeker. If you're really alive, your head, mind is alive, you're a seeker. And after the seeker comes a forest dweller. You retire, you pull back, you let other people go, and then you become the wise person. So the seeker, they're at the stage of being seekers. They're wise because they don't have the answers. So they come in search, following the star, the sign of the Holy Spirit leading them. Unsure that they are, they go to Herod. They go to the powerful people and the wise people in the world to find out where the Messiah is born. So they go to Herod, the symbol of great power, worldly power, the strength of high office, the arrogance of power, of violence, of control, of superiority. So they go to this power to find out where the Messiah was to be born. But the power doesn't have the answer. The power is immersed so much in the world, it has no answer beyond this world. So the power, not knowing, calls the wise. The wise are the priests. So call in the priests. Where is this King of the Jews? Where is this Messiah to be born? They have an answer, but they don't have a question. They're paralyzed in certainty. They are so sure of themselves, they don't have to seek. They already found whatever they need in life. So not being seekers, they say in Bethlehem of Judea is where the Messiah is to be born. So it says in the prophecies. And so the Magi leave the powerful and leave the wise and go in search of the Messiah. They're led by the star. They're led by darkness. Through darkness, they're led by the light of the star. They're led by the light of the Spirit. And when they come to Bethlehem, they find Jesus in simplicity, not in power, not in the priests, the ones who have all the answers, in the simplicity of a manger. That's where they find the Messiah. And they bring their gifts. And then, following the Holy Spirit, it is revealed to them they should return to their country by a different way. Not through the power, not through the wisdom of the world, but they should return to their home enlightened by the Holy Spirit. They return by a different way. What does this mean to us? It means maybe we have to learn from the outsiders. We have to learn from those who are seeking the meaning of life. We have to understand that we don't have all the answers. We are not the most powerful, we are not the most enlightened, and probably we can only find the messianic Jesus through our experience of darkness. When we don't have the answers, we're confused and we're struggling. When we're like the person outside the church who is trying to get in, and we are saying, you don't qualify, you don't belong. A, the person outside trying to get in may indeed be the wise person led by the star. The person in darkness looking for light. The person looking for community. Looking for understanding, looking for forgiveness, looking for the signs of the Holy Spirit. Looking to us in our churches, in our families, wherever it is, in our communities. They're the outsiders seeking, they're walking in some measure of darkness, and they're seeking the light of the Holy Spirit. And the sign of the Spirit, peace, joy, forgiveness, acceptance, understanding, patience, signs of the Holy Spirit. The presence of the Holy Spirit is found in these signs of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in a community or in a family or in a church. Ronald Rollheiser daringly has this suggestion in his book, The Holy Longing. He imagines a banquet, a gathering, and all sorts of people are invited to the gathering. The Republicans, the Democrats, pro-life, pro-choice, the outsiders, the heretics, the believers, the non-believers. It doesn't matter your lifestyle, your color, your race, your origin, you're all invited to the banquet. And he said, at the banquet, Christ is there. And as long as Christ is there, there is peace. As long as Christ is there. If Christ leaves, there will be chaos. We are led by the star, led by the spirit of inclusion, the spirit of kindness, the spirit of understanding. The spirit of tolerance, the spirit of love. We're led by the Spirit, the teaching of the Magi. I might have mentioned before in Dostoevsky's Brothers Karamazov, there's this marvelous chapter called The Legend of the Grand Inquisitor. And here Dostoevsky imagines Ivan, who is a naturalist, a fellow who's angry at the world. He's angry. He's angry at everything he sees in the world. And he says, representing the argument between the Inquisition and Christ, he says, Christ didn't understand people. Because people prefer the certitude of an institution to the free spirit of a faith which will lead them where they know not where they are going. The freedom of a faith, which is all-embracive, who's leading us into a space we have not seen before, into a place we haven't experienced before. Rather than the security and the certainty of the institution, the free spirit of following Jesus Christ in faith, in living faith. That's the Magi. They could only see the star, however, in darkness, wherever you find yourself. Darkness, sickness, death, reversal, failure in life, all moments of invitation of the Spirit to find the meaning of life in the most difficult times, to find the star which leads us through the difficult moments in life, leads us to find an experience of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, in the ordinary things of life. They don't find him in a palace. They don't find him in a place of power. not in a place of glory, not the rich and the famous. They find him in the simplicity of life, in the ordinary economy of life, in your experience of life, in my experience of life. Don't look for extraordinary things. We think we have to go to the desert and go on a retreat to find the presence of Jesus Christ. Christ appears to us in the ordinary events of life. Do you have a conflict in your life? Are you carrying a heavy burden in your life? Are you discouraged in your life? Do you feel lost? You feel left out? You're caught in some tension inside your life. Christ is there. Look for the star. Look for the star that will lead you through this darkness to a place of light, to discovering the person of Jesus Christ in the ordinary events of life. That's why we're Holy Family, I hope, is a place for folks. We're just folks. We're not saints, we're sinners, we're saints. We're ordinary people, we're human, we're broken, we make mistakes. And that's what makes us alive. We wouldn't be alive unless we were searching, unless we had questions. We're folks following the star, following the power of Jesus Christ, and finding Christ in the ordinary events of life. And in church language, it's called Epiphany, the showing of Jesus Christ to us in the ordinary exercises of a day. Amen.